Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 17th day of December 2010 on this live Friday broadcast. We have former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joining us for a full hour coming up in the second hour today. We then, of course, have our once a week visit with Bob Chapman. And we may go into overdrive in the fourth hour today with a special guest. If not, we'll do it next week or the week after that. But a very special guest with very important information going into a fourth hour of overdrive today. We should be able to tell you what's happening with that within the next hour and a half and who the guest is. Okay, let me just briefly right now mention something before I forget to cover it, because I saw this 3 days ago. I read it. It really didn't surprise me, because people I know that have worked in intelligence and at the State Department had told me about this over a decade ago. And I had also read in different mainline media reports things that foreshadowed it. But Christopher Hitchens, with the latest Nixon tapes that they're doling out, it has Henry Kissinger saying that it'd be fine for the Soviets to basically kill all the Jews, that they didn't care. And that's freaked out some of the Israeli newspapers and papers like the Jewish Journal. Headline, Kissinger, gassing Jews would not be a U.S. problem. And he said this in the 1970s. Kissinger wrote in a book and has also been quoted many times with statements about how troops are dumb animals to be used, they're cannon fodder. This is how the establishment sees you. But there's major movements in geopolitical balkanization systems to push that the source of all evil is Jews or Catholics or Masons or Christians or Muslims, when the truth is human societies organize themselves in very similar hierarchical ways. And there are, quite frankly, just incredibly corrupt, evil people running all of these major powers. I mean, that's just a fact. And it's the ruling classes that sit above all of these racial or religious groups that are openly teaming up to bring in world government, and they see the rest of us as dumb cattle that have to be gotten rid of. So at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this and talk more about the true nature of the New World Order. I mean, when I tell you something, when I come here with my views, it's what I really think. We don't mince words. If I thought that Jews ran the entire New World Order system, I would come on air and say it. If I thought Catholics ran the whole New World Order system, I would come on air and say it. If I thought Protestants did, if I thought Hindus or Muslims, It's a priest class that uses management systems and their understanding of human psychology, just like an ornithologist studies birds, or they have other schools that study marine mammals or groups that study insects. They have people that study the stars, astronomy, mathematics. The globalists study human systems and forms of deception and compartmentalization. And when you look at the incredible corruption that comes out of Israel and the AIPAC lobby and their open push to restrict free speech, it's horrible, and I criticize it. But there's something above that. In fact, there's several levels above it. And so at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into that. The type of mindset we see through a Henry Kissinger or as a Zbigniew Brzezinski, where they love to just talk about cold-bloodedly signing off on people being wiped out and standing down, because for them it's a badge of honor that they have disdain against humanity and a bloodthirst. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live again. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 17th day of December 2010. Governor Jesse Ventura is going to be joining us coming up in about 52 minutes from now for a full hour. He wants to talk about WikiLeaks. He wants to get into the final episode of the second season of Conspiracy Theory, one of the most controversial ever. It's the Pentagon strike. It's a 9/11 truth piece, and they found some new information, and this is going to be the first time a lot of this stuff has ever been on national television and been given a fair hearing. So it's going to be amazing tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. With Jesse Ventura, he'll be live with us again coming up in about 50 minutes from now. He wants to get into WikiLeaks. In fact, I had some notes here. In fact, here they are from Monday when I talked to him that we're going to be going over. The truth is a crime. We're going to talk about the past Gulf piece from last week and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that wasn't in the piece. With the whole force relocation program that is public knowledge, it is declassified. We'll get into the Pentagon episode. We'll get a little bit into the police state censored episode and how he will not fly. But a lot of breaking news with Governor Ventura coming up. And then we've got Bob Chapman joining us. And we were contacted a few weeks ago by some activists and an interesting prominent person who wanted to break some news on the show. But we're still trying to line all that out. So we'll see if we go into a fourth hour of overdrive today to cover that. If not, it'll be next week or the week after. So a surprise guest floating around there as the wild card today. If you just joined us, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the National Post of Canada. Christopher Hitchens' latest Nixon tape buries Kissinger's reputation. And it's got all this cold-blooded Jew bashing going on with Nixon and then Kissinger. And, you know, I would be fair to Kissinger if I hadn't already read so much of his writings and read other writings by people that know him well. And I could say, well, he was just hanging out with somebody who was reportedly pretty anti-Semitic, Richard Nixon, so he was just playing along with it. But when you understand the larger mindset of somebody like Henry Kissinger and what I've seen out of the leadership of Israel, it is very, very dark, very, very scary. And so I'm going to talk about some of this information coming up at the bottom of the hour. And it's very controversial because the truth is controversial. And the usual suspects are going after Christopher Hitchens right now. And, of course, there's a report on this. So you've got some of the usual suspects going after Hitchens, trying to claim he's anti-Semitic when he's one of the biggest supporters of Israel out there, almost to a point of blindness. And in the last 9 years has really gotten on the Islamophobia bandwagon. Now, that's not saying that there aren't radical elements of Islam. And it's not saying that as a Christian, as an American, you know, to watch news footage in areas of Dearborn, other areas of minarets and daily prayers and people in, you know, Eastern dress. I mean, it I'm just being honest. It is irritating. But I know a lot of Muslim people. They're good, hardworking folks. And there is a very diverse spectrum of Muslims out there. And I certainly don't like women being caned or beheaded for wearing pants. So I don't like the whole hardcore Saudi Arabian variant of it. And that's the one that the West is allied with. You know, our own government gives special treatment to Saudi Arabia, one of the most corrupt regimes in the world, and helps export radical Islam. And in Iraq, where 60% of college graduates were women, that include doctors and lawyers, where Western music was playing, where I'm not saying it's even a sign of a healthy society, but it's a sign of a free one. You know, Playboy magazine being sold in shops. You either got that extreme under Saddam or the new extreme of women having to wear hoods over their heads. So We're going to get into all this. So again, I see threats in radical Zionism to liberty and freedom in the United States in the Israeli lobby. Doesn't mean I dislike Jews or people who believe that Israel has a right to exist. Just like I see threats from radical Islam. But it doesn't mean that I want to have this clash of civilizations or that I buy in to most of this terror coming from Muslims. The fact is most of it's staged by Western governments in Israel. And even Haaretz and Jerusalem Post have written countless articles admitting that. This is an open secret that Israel founded Hamas as a counterbalance, what, in 1974, 75, against Hezbollah, which is Iranian-backed. The truth is all these governments, whether it's Iran, North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan, Germany, they all pretty much use Russia, the same tools of manipulation. They've all been caught staging or provocateuring events to have the security state apparatus take over. I mean, read what our founding fathers said. It's common sense. But when you depoliticize things, when you get the religion out of it and just look at what these countries are doing, then you can get almost everybody to agree with you that we need to remove this tyranny and put liberty back in place. I mean, I don't like the Israeli lobby demonizing and pushing to shut down free speech in the United States, which they're clearly doing on record, one of the most anti-free speech groups out there. And it's wrong, and it's authoritarian, and it's tyranny. I also don't like different Muslim groups trying to say, don't publish things making fun of the Prophet Muhammad. Look, that's what freedom looks like. Sorry if you don't like it. And I don't like the Israeli lobby through the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, lying about yours truly and doing a lot of stuff. See, I'm already getting into this. I'm already getting into this, but I'm going to cover it coming up a little bit later in the hour. But it's wrong. You know, if there was a big Russian lobby here in the United States manipulating our government, I'd be angry. If there was a Italian lobby manipulating our government, if there was a British lobby, which there is, it's just more well hidden, probably bigger than the Israeli lobby. You got the Israeli lobby, you got big defense. But the Israeli lobby and big defense basically have the same views, so it's like one group, it's all a combine. You've got the British lobby that's part of the same empire system, so it's all merged. I mean, really, you've got a lot of forces that are teamed up going in the same direction. And when you only focus in on one group, that doesn't mean that that group isn't guilty of doing things that are tyrannical. But when you only focus in on one and make a cult out of hating a group, you then become blind to all the other heads of the Hydra. And then people who associate themselves with that group, who were not involved in the corruption and tyranny, they will automatically be driven into the arms of the ideological extremist that are controlling it. So I'm going to be talking about that, but I need to shift gears for a moment and get back into all the other news. This is probably just the best way to go over it is just to start here. Well, let me just read the stacks. North Korea says war with South would go nuclear. Russia calls on South Korea to halt military drill. Reuters. Got another report here out of Japan where they're now saying their number one threat is not Russia anymore and the old Cold War strategy. It's the threat of China, and they believe China is trying to take over. The Chinese are freaking out and threatening Japan right now. And ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of like saying you think some of the Muslim nations on average hate America. They don't hate the West one-tenth as much as Sunnis and Shiites hate each other. This is more complex. Same thing. You think some Japanese don't like the fact that our country dropped A-bombs on them and that they lost a war? Japanese love us on average compared to the Chinese and vice versa. They literally hate each other. And the Koreans hate the Chinese and the North Koreans hate the Chinese, but they hate the South even more. I mean, this is just tribalism. It's like Hutus and Tutsis in Rwanda killing each other. Or it's like Christian blacks being killed by, you know, Muslim blacks in Sudan, or where the Christians have the upper hand in Nigeria slaughtering the Muslims. It's just an excuse for people to take over other folks' land and make them slaves. And the globalists know that. So it isn't about a German or an African or a Jew or somebody from China. It's about these systems of political manipulation. But the whole world is hurtling towards financial implosion, and the globalists, the social planners, always start big wars as a unifying effect. I mean, can't you just see everything lining up right now, how everything is accelerating? We've got that news. Here's this news. It's the top story on the Drudge Report if you want to find it. We had it up this morning, and I've asked Kurt to take it out of the technology section and put it as our top story on Infowars.com. But the easiest place to find it is Drudge. Headline, UN plans internet regulations. Well, they've always headed up the Internet 2 meetings and the consortium meetings, and they've announced they're going to have a world tax on it and world ID numbers when you're on the internet, and that they're going to track everything you do, and then they've got their own cybersecurity system. Who do you think set up the UN? Our government. The United Nations is considering whether to set up an intergovernmental working group to harmonize global efforts by policymakers to regulate the internet. Establishment of such a group has the backing of several countries, spearheaded by Brazil, which, if you don't think Brazil's powerful, it's like number 4 or 5 in the global power structure now because it has a huge population and incredible resources. At a meeting in New York on Wednesday, representatives from Brazil called for an international body made up of government representatives that would attempt to create global standards for policing the internet. You heard that specifically in reaction to challenges from WikiLeaks. Now, they've got the Cybersecurity Act they're having trouble passing. They've got other legislation to lock you up in prison if you're in the media and cover any leak into the free speech and cherished. And I told you that's what this was. Some people don't want to hear it. Oh, WikiLeaks is wonderful. I'm not saying Assange isn't being set up. But see how it was scripted with ridiculous false charges? And people play right into it. That's why we're slaves. Okay, people need to listen to what I say. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to break this down. It's a serious threat to all of our free speech. By the way, Aaron is going to pop in the last little 5-minute segment of this hour. He saw Brad Metzler's Decoded on the History Channel. I've been interviewed for an episode of it, and I'm not going to talk about it until it comes out because I agreed to not get into too much of it. I tell you, Aaron saw it last night, and I just can't believe that they, one of the hosts of it, when they're investigating it, compares people to paranoid schizophrenics who think the Statue of Liberty is Lucifer. And then by the end, they go interview these mainline professors that go, it is Lucifer, it is the light bearer. That's basically what the French said who gave it to us, but it's the good Lucifer. See, when you become a 32nd degree Mason, they come out and tell you Lucifer and Jesus are one. And that's just a fact. And that's what Albert Pike, their big supreme commander, his painting hangs in every Masonic lodge in the Western world. And I'm not even here bashing Masons, because most of them are porch Masons and don't know this. Or they read the Isaiah quote, and you've got Christ the morning star, Lucifer's called the morning star, and he's the light bearer. So they say that that's a secret code in the Bible, and that this is the big mystery that King David and Solomon knew. But see, we're kooks for saying it's Lucifer, but at the end of the show, oh, it is Lucifer. But they're still kooks. It's a loving Lucifer. Aaron saw it. He's going to be popping in. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. They're pretty nice people on the show, and Aaron said it was overall fair because, you know, you've got 3 hosts on the show, so it runs the spectrum of what their views are. So I don't know what they're going to do in the episode I'm in. Let me just say it's dynamic, and I haven't talked to them in 2 months. I need to, since I was out in California and barely made it back, I'll just leave it at that. I need to call them and find out when my episode's coming out because I want to be able to get them on the show and you know, get as much out to you as we can before it comes out. I mean, I'm just going to leave it at this. I escaped off into the woods and never saw him again. I mean, and you'll find out if they air this show what I'm talking about. But, I mean, literally, I just, boom, and then called him and talked to him on the phone days later, and then that was it. I haven't talked to him since. But let's just say I'm the only person that escaped. All right, I'm not going to go any further. You can't make up how crazy my life is, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't make this stuff up. It's too insane. And then I'm so busy, you'd think I'd be checking up on these folks and finding out what's developed since then, and I haven't. So remind me, when I go off the air today, I got to get on the telephone to those people. But they say that a watched pot never boils. Well, I don't watch the pot, you know, the tea kettle. And so it's going off all the time. I just go out, engage in the missions, engage in the operations, and move on to the next. And that's the secret to why we've been so successful against the New World Order, is because we just move forward. We don't get distracted or diverted. So their first episode was the Statue of Liberty is Lucifer, but not Lucifer as alleged on Brad Metzler's Decoded. I don't know. We'll get Aaron's take on it. I haven't seen it yet. Aaron watched it last night. See, when I tell you we don't really have our TVs turned on, it probably takes us 10, 15 minutes to get a television working at my house. I do watch short clips on the internet, but that's pretty much it. Or maybe once a month I go to the theater and I watch a full-bore movie. And maybe once a year I go see the Nutcracker with the children, or go see a symphony or something a couple times a year. Or we'll go see, you know, acrobats when they come to town, or a non-animal circus. It's not that I'm a big animal rights activist. I just, the smell of monkey and elephant dung and clowns dressed up like demons and looking at the carnies and looking at the totally depressed elephants swaying their heads back and forth. You can't pay me to go to a circus. My parents took me a few times when I was a child, and I wouldn't cry at anything. We could have a babysitter over that would show me a horror movie and then they'd get in trouble or whatever and I wouldn't be scared by it. But I would just cry and demand, when I was like 3, 4, 5 years old, take me out of this circus. And I remember being like 10 and going with friends to the circus when their parents took me, and I just wanted out of there. I don't like the clowns. I don't like the elephants. You can see where they've been beating them with crowbars. Side issue. I like taking my kids when it comes to the type of circus where they got the guys in the motorcycles that drive around in the cage, and they got the acrobats and all that stuff. That's what I like. That's really cool. Okay, now I'm totally off the reservation here with things that don't matter. I'm going to finish up with this attack on free speech. Then I'm going to get into Christopher Hitchens' latest Nixon tape buries Kissinger's reputation. I didn't know he had a reputation to bury. I mean, this guy's been indicted war criminal in multiple countries. I mean, this guy's a little Stalinistic Hitler. We'll be right back.
Coming at you live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, here it is out of the big Australian news, IT news for Australia business, UN mulls internet regulations, WikiLeaks sparks push for tighter controls. They've got legislation to put you in life in prison if you report on any type of government corruption, if you get a leak, which has always been the bedrock of exposing the Tuskegee experiment, exposing radiation experiments on our troops, exposing Nixon, Clinton. These were all leaks. But this, what do you think they did in East Germany or Russia or Nazi Germany when they would take you away to be executed or take you away to be thrown in a dungeon? They would say, you violated national security. You endangered the state. I mean, they said, we're arresting people because we're keeping the homeland safe. This is classical super tyranny. By the way, this is going to be a big weekend. Senate plans weekend votes on Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Amnesty Dream Act. Amazing. The bill is going to Obama's desk today with the tax cuts for some of the lower earners in this country. That's the big news. It's not tax cuts for the, quote, wealthy. It's just the same tax cut system that we've had in place now for the last 7, 8 years. So we've got that news as well. I want to finish up with this attack on free speech and where it's going. But first, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make our broadcast possible. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. That's one word. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. The best part is this is all made in America and very affordably priced, high-quality spectrum of filters. Again, they have a wide variety of filters that remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath, filters. Check them out at PureWaterFreedom.com today or the banner on PrisonPlanet.com. And lastly, Stansberry and Associate Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 1999 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet, they're claiming. And I think it's pretty powerful information dealing with the default and the dollar devaluation. endofamerica3.com. Check it out today. And finally, if you get your orders in today, you will get them before Christmas. And most orders that come in over the weekend, you'll still get them. They're going to ship them all out on Monday, but it's not guaranteed. So hurry and get your orders in for books, T-shirts, my documentary films. We have The Essential Alex Jones. And remember, your purchases fund this operation. Five of my best-selling and most powerful films in game. We've got Obama Deception. We've got Fall of the Republic. We've got Police State for the Rise of FEMA and Terror Storm, all for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece. Why fight all the crowds buying people fruit pies or ties or a toy that breaks in 10 minutes? Give them the gift of truth. The online video bookstore, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can give people right up to the day of Christmas a PrisonPlanet.tv trial membership for $5.95, or get a year and get 5-plus months free. And that's going until the new year at PrisonPlanet.tv. And just go to the site and check out what's up there. We have a big Rand Corporation insider whistleblower. I mean, they let him in thinking he was writing one thing. Only guy to ever get access to these annals, Alex Abeya. And he got the full bombshell of the plan to set up world government, stage a World War III event, on the ashes of which they'll bring in a totally tyrannical world government that will forcibly reduce world population. He was a mainline academic, Emmy Award winning TV producer, wrote books. Rand thought he was great, brought him in for a year, and that video's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Just absolutely incredible video interview. We flew our crew a few weeks ago out to LA to interview him, and it's up there in super high res with the new cameras we've gotten thanks to all your support. Just look at the quality. It looks like PBS or something. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're just adding more and more and more and more and more. Okay, I'm done talking about that. I'll get more into this with Governor Ventura coming up, but it's a complex issue, and people want it real simple. Coke, Pepsi, Cowboys, 49ers, just like WikiLeaks is totally wonderful and our savior and perfect and does no wrong, and it's the second coming of Jehovah, you know, on and on and on, you know, this type of ridiculous propaganda. Either you just got to totally worship WikiLeaks, or you've got to say execute Assange, you know, just ban all free speech. Those are the two camps the mainstream media gives you. No, we look at the facts. Cass Sunstein behind the announcement of it, involved with it 3 years ago, Washington Post op-ed, the Chinese dissidents, and I'm not for the communist Chinese, but the fact is that these dissidents are known CIA and CIA operatives on record. They're the core of WikiLeaks. Assange is the young playboy they put up there as the front man. He was busted a decade ago for hacking, admits he was brought into some national security jobs at that point. You've got all these connections there. I don't think Assange is a bad guy. They put false charges on him that they know are going to fall apart. You know, molestation, rape, then it turns out not wearing a condom and consensual sex. It's all designed to make him the hero. And I don't know if he consciously knows that. Time will tell. But the bottom line, I told you a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, last week, and all of my expert guests who really got a track record of being accurate agreed and concurred. And notice all these foreign governments, the Iranians, the Pakistanis, many others, they all say this is staged. this stuff has been redacted. He's cut stuff out. It basically, oh, bin Laden's still alive. Oh, they've got nukes. Oh, there were WMDs. It just promotes all the old propaganda. Just because a document's secret doesn't mean it's real. Some of the most brainwashed groups in the world are inside government. But I told you regardless, I said it forces you to side with Assange. It forces you to say, regardless of who he is, we've got to get him out of jail. We've got to stop this. We can't go along with Bill O'Reilly saying execute people like Assange because it's designed to take all of our free speech. Now, they've got three pieces of legislation: cybersecurity, open government kill switch, surveillance grid, control over all ISPs, packet scanning, just total big brother. It's already in place, but they want to grow it and again, have it come out in the open, which they're now doing. You notice they're like, yeah, we read all your mail. Yeah, we're scanning what you buy and what you do. It's all illegal, but we do it for your own good. Now they're introducing at the international and national level life in prison if you bring out a leak. So they would say, well, Alex Jones got that MIAC Homeland Security report from law enforcement. We're going to put those cops, a federal marshal and a state police officer, we're going to put them in prison. See, it's meant to be a chilling effect. And of course, politically, they couldn't get away with that. So they pick somebody who's a foreigner, who's a playboy, who most people look at and go, man, that guy's kind of creepy. It's all typecast just for us. And here it is. The UN announces global policing, internet IDs, internet taxes. This is what they want. It's what they've always wanted. So here it is. You think the globalists going into this consolidation phase want the internet to be open and free like it is, with the alternative media now becoming the media? That Rubicon got crossed, what, 2 years ago? So here's the headline at Infowars.com, and it's also up on Drudge if you want to find it the easiest. It's top story. U.S. plans internet, or U.N. plans internet regulation. So does the United States. So does Italy. So does France. So does Australia. And it just goes over the entire thing, and we're going to be talking more about that. But as Ron Paul said, is the truth treason? And again, Paul's smart. He just addresses it as, well, these are the supposed documents. Is it treason to release the truth? But it's not even the truth. It's lies within lies within lies. But Paul knows you've got to come out and defeat this, or they're going to come in and shut down the free speech. Freed and defiant, Assange says sex charges, tabloid is garbage. Freed and defiant, Assange says sex charges, tabloid is garbage. I kind of had a Freudian slip there. To me, Assange looks like a woman. I'm sorry, I'm being mean now. Freed and defiant, that's the joke around the office, actually. isn't that you, Jaron, that floated that a few months ago, that Assange looks like he's a woman masquerading as a man? I'm having one of those Alzheimer moments. Who was the French lady? Joan of Arc. Yes, he's a Joan of Arc. All right, I'm going to stop it. Freed and defiant, Assange says sex charges, tabloid garbage. He actually said tabloid crap, but we try to be super family here, but we got to report the news. WikiLeaks founder denies rape charge, said he never knew Bradley Manning. Well, of course Bradley Manning couldn't get all these 25,000 State Department cables going back to 1985. You think the military has that stuff? Give me a break. That some private can get all in one stop. Meanwhile, Washington subway police to begin random bag checks. See, the police state unfolds. That's martial law. England's proposing banning all protest, period. DHS implementing no work list. Citizens must get government approval to work in private sector jobs. Bombshell article. Need to get this out to everybody at Infowars.com. Pert Nemo. TSA lies again over captured storing of body scanner images. Spokesman says Baywatch star's image will not leak because it's impossible, because they don't transmit them. So they've been caught storing those images. Yet again, we've got the links to the mainstream news where that's confirmed. 10,000 child porn images found on ex-TSA workers' computer. It just continues. I mean, who do you think likes doing this stuff? Half of them are just people that don't want to work at the post office or whatever. But the other half are a mix of control freaks, people on power trips, and pervs. TSA under fire after businessman boards international flight with loaded gun. See, the answer is, oh, we got to have more security. No, ladies and gentlemen, no one is ever going to be perfectly safe. If a government says we're going to put something in position where you're completely safe, A, it's impossible. B, that's called total tyranny, and that's always statistically the greatest danger. You should be afraid of big government, not phantom boogeymen wearing turbans. Okay, I'm going to get more into this with Bob Chapman because I know he is a deep thinker and shares a lot of my views coming up in the third hour today, but I want to bounce it off of him and see, get his take on it because it's so sophisticated. We've only got 5 minutes left in this segment. I promise I will cover it more coming up in the third hour, but if you guys give me a document cam shot or put it on screen, I'll show people who are not just listening on the radio but watching us live right now at prisonplanet.tv. This is out of the National Post, big paper up in Canada. And it goes on, Christopher Hitchens' latest Nixon tape buries Kissinger's reputation. The immigration of Jews from the Soviet Union is not an obligation of the American foreign policy. And if they put Jews into gas chambers in the Soviet Union, it is not of America's concern, Henry Kissinger. And he goes through all of this information. Now, again, I'm going to cover this more coming up, but here is the Jewish Journal headline. Gassing Jews would not be a U.S. problem, Kissinger. The tapes chronicle President Nixon's obsessions with disparaging Jews and other minorities. Continuing with that information, there's a good article by Henry McCall. Henry Kissinger was a Soviet agent, and that's now been coming out in these documents. I mean, I remember Bob Chapman telling me that 10 years ago. Here's Jewish Ideas Daily, Christopher Hitchens' Jewish problem. They attack him for attacking Kissinger. And this is what I've noticed. If you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and tell Rolling Stone magazine in 1977 you admire Hitler and want to be a dictator and that he would hand out Adolf Hitler recordings on records and reportedly dress up as, in a Nazi uniform and call blacks subhuman and intimidate them inside the gym, you get ADL awards. If you are not anti-Semitic but anti-globalist, you will be called an anti-Semite. And it's simple. The ADL is a bucket of black paint to basically take post-World War II anti-German rhetoric and put it on the American people. You just take the Nazis and you say, oh, you want freedom? You don't want open borders? You don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. You're a Nazi. Meanwhile, Hal Turner, who I told you almost a decade ago was a Fed, now confirmed highest-level national security, attack yours truly every single week, some cases daily. It's come out it came out just last year in the Florida papers about the big Nazi rallies they were having going through towns all over. Those were entirely cops. There was no Nazis in the group. It's a way to make any type of political discussion look crazy. Just like the government got caught creating the Viper Militia with a bunch of meth head drug dealers to then say militias are meth head drug dealers. It's just like they go out and find these patsy, you know, young prison converts to Islam who are Hispanic, black, white. They're always super poor, super, you know, low IQ. And the feds lead them as their imams to go blow stuff up. They're not infiltrating groups that are already going to do it. They're going out and creating them. So I want to explain this. And now it's gotten so blatant, so brazen, so naked, so out in the open, so uncloaked, that no one is buying it anymore. I mean, the ADL's lost its power now. They're out of gas because when they come out and say, you know, Glenn Beck's criticizing George Soros, oh, he's bad. People are like, what? What is it? You know, George Soros admits he worked for the Nazis. That's not debatable. Going around robbing, taking stuff from other Jews. And that's this type of attitude that I've seen. You see, it's very sophisticated, and I'm about to go to break, but I'm going to get more into this later in the third hour today. But I remember reading a book about 12 years ago or so, The Distant Mirror, going back to medieval times and how all this got set up and operates, and when the royals started using Jews to be their treasurers, because then they could rob them whenever they wanted to. They didn't want the general public to be allowed to engage in banking. But if they use an unpopular minority, it would give them great power, but then they could also rob them. I mean, this actually gets into real history. I'm somebody who actually has read hundreds of real history books, you know, the true history of it. But I'll leave you with this before I really get into the big secret the globalists don't want you to know. Why do you think, this is on Israeli television, this is not denied, in the U.S. it's almost unknown, it's in my film Endgame, that 110,000 Jewish children were radiated, many of them to death. It's called the ringworm children. They'd say, you're going to get a dental appointment and you're going to have, you're going to be fungused. That's what ringworm is. And they would hit them with radiation. Now the U.S. government paid from 1951 to 1961 to irradiate 110,000 Jewish children. By the way, they were the dark-skinned Sephardic out of North Africa and the Romano types out of Spain. Now, this is a fact. And they took those little kids and they murdered them, many of them. Others they just fried. Of course, our own government did it to foster children in the U.S. But the issue here is, where's the ADL on that? See, this is the big secret. This is the big secret. You're gonna get it. They're not going to like it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Got Aaron coming in here about this Decoded show. All right, Governor Jesse Ventura is coming up with us for a full hour at the very start of the next hour. So let's go ahead and call him at 58 after. He expects to be up right at the start for a full hour. Aaron, you traveled with me a month and a half ago to California, I guess 2 months ago now. We're not supposed to get into what happened because it's coming out on television. I'm able to cover some of it. It's weird when you work with TV, you know, you have to sign something agreeing to, but then I wouldn't sign it. I said, well, I'll be able to talk about some of it. But the point is, I'm not going to get into all of it, even though I can, in the interest of the show, but we're lucky we got out of there. It will be very exciting if it actually goes on air. I'm just going to leave it at that. But you did see Brad Metzler's Decoded, season one, episode three. I was wrong when I said it was their first episode. It's the first one I've heard about. And break it down, your view of the show.
Yeah, it's the first episode I've seen also. And the exciting, incredible part is that all these so-called conspiracy researchers who've been yourself and others, Mark Dice and Stan Monteith were in this episode, are all getting airtime. But it just simply doesn't seem as hard-hitting as conspiracy theory has been up till now. That was my take after seeing the Statue of Liberty episode. They just seemed dumbfounded that there was the symbolism hidden in the Statue of Liberty and other objects they look at, like Rockefeller Center in New York City.
Well, it's designed for the general public.
Yeah, but...
And they didn't know what Prometheus was. Explain that.
Yeah, they talk in one part about the flame on the torch, and then they compare it to the Prometheus at Rockefeller Center. But then they act like, well, this couldn't be anything. I don't know if you've ever seen the Nazi Olympic footage shot by Leni Riefenstahl, but she goes out of her way to show the runner holding the torch up against the sun. That kind of symbolism, the way I read
it. Hitler drew the rings.
That's about man trying to become God. That's the whole eugenics. You know,
that's why the Rockefellers have put most of their fortune on record into genetic engineering.
Yeah, but specifically man and his fire, that's all about the quest for godhood in terms of symbolism. And then when they bring out the Lucifer connection between the light bearer, the Statue of Liberty, they're first completely dumbfounded as if there could be no connection to Lucifer. Then when they talk to the so-called mainline researchers, they're suddenly relieved within 5 minutes on the program of having even heard of this symbol that it's just a happy, good symbol because Lucifer, the light bearer, according to their research, is a good happy.
So we got a giant statue of a man in drag. It's not a woman. It's not the Statue of Liberty. It's the Statue of Lucifer given to us by the Illuminati French. And it goes on here. And, you know, my whole deal is they have three different hosts. They're nice folks, but, you know, they're like, oh, this is going to be a fair piece. We like you. Well, she says that she compares them to paranoid schizophrenics. I mean, Monteef and Dice are really good guys, and they're really knowledgeable. But I guess they've got to show all sides. Aaron, I appreciate you coming on because you happen to see the show. It does look like it has high production quality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the show looks good. It's similar in style to conspiracy theory. And I am very glad that this kind of information is going on television. And hopefully people would do some research from there.
Absolutely. But I mean, they can't just come out and say, yeah, it's Lucifer. I guess that's kind of the mystery as you find out as they go. Here's a Mason clip being asked about Lucifer, and he says, yeah, God is Lucifer. Here it is.
What is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Is that, now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, is he the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're,
what
you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
It. You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, host of the hit show Conspiracy Theory on True TV, joins us for a full hour. Very honored, because he's not doing this as part of a press promotion. This is probably his last interview of the year before he goes to Mexico for 6 months. We're very honored to have him, and I'm honored to call him a friend, somebody I really respect, somebody who's got real integrity. Jesse Ventura, also, he's had the New York Times best-selling book this year. Of course, American Conspiracies, amazing information, and he's with us here for the next hour. We're going to cover his take on WikiLeaks and these calls to basically start arresting people that report on government corruption. We're going to talk about the last finale show tonight with some breaking info with the Pentagon strike. That's the last show tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to get, obviously, into last week's incredible show on the Gulf. Jesse Ventura joins us from his home in Minnesota. Gov, good to have you here with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure to be here. And what's the weather like down in Austin now? We got plenty of cold and snow up here for you.
Yeah, you had the football dome collapse. Oh, it's about 50 degrees. It was 75 2 days ago.
Hey, speaking of the football dome, I actually called the local media guy that fields these questions. And I don't know. I guess I'm getting too much like you, Alex, because when I saw the dome collapse and I saw that Fox News had a camera running, the first thing that popped into my head was, why would, it wasn't Fox News, excuse me, Fox TV that does football. Why would they have a camera running inside the dome at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Sounds like a staged event.
Yeah, think about it.
Well, we know they're wanting a new stadium.
Exactly. Why would they have a camera? I can't for the life of me. I mean, the game wasn't until noon. They certainly would have ample time to get their feeds. I've done football. You have plenty of time, a couple of hours before the game to ensure the feeds are there, the cameras are where they're supposed to be. Why would they be running the camera at 5 a.m. in the morning, which caught the collapse? Perfect.
Well, they wouldn't stage an event to get a $1 billion new stadium they've been demanding. The Cowboy Stadium they just completed last year cost $1.2 billion. I mean, they wouldn't use this as a pretext to demand a new stadium, Governor.
It's for sure they're going to get one now. You know, it seems like a foregone conclusion that they're going to have to build a new stadium for them now. But I don't know. Doesn't it seem strange to you, Alex?
Didn't we have the highway collapse up there, too?
Yeah, the bridge collapsed on the highway also.
That was pretty suspicious, a lot of experts and engineers said. You know, you've got a good point. And in fact, I remember reading about that luckily they had a camera at 5 a.m. in the morning. That sounds pretty implausible. Like one out of 1,000?
But the point is, why would Fox Television be running? Now, they've gotten further film from security cameras that were going, but why was Fox Television running running a camera at 5 a.m. And I'd like to know this. At what, did they run the camera all night, or when was the camera actually turned on?
Yeah, I mean, if they have nothing to hide, we should get Fox Sports TV on the horn. Well, you said that you actually called him.
No, I didn't. I just called the local guy on the news and posed that question to him.
What did he say?
He said that they thought of that, too, and couldn't. They thought that was pretty peculiar. But I don't know if anything more will happen with it or not, but I just thought it was pretty strange that Fox Television would run a camera at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Are you calling for an investigation?
No. No.
Why, because they won't investigate it?
Well, I don't know. It's not that important to me. I just found it peculiar.
Yeah, but if taxpayers are going to get, I have to fit the bill for a $1 billion new stadium or perhaps more, I tell you, that sounds like, I think you're on to something, Governor.
I don't know, but it just seemed awful peculiar to me, Alex. Do we got to go to break?
Yes, sir. All right, Governor Ventura with breaking news. The Minnesota stadium collapse conspiracy. We're going to get into WikiLeaks, the governor not flying, the new TV show tonight.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, if you just joined us, the one, the only, Governor Jesse Ventura is here with us. He was telling me off air, I said, hey, too bad Larry King's retiring, and he had an interesting behind-the-story tie-in to the TSA with that. We'll talk about that briefly. We're going to get into the governor's concerns about WikiLeaks, his view, the incredible final show in the second season set to air tonight, dealing with the Pentagon and 9/11. I want to get him to talk about the amazing episode that I was so honored to be a part of, dealing with the Gulf, some of the behind-the-scenes things. We're going to talk about it all here in the next 51 minutes. But, Governor, you dropped a bombshell on us, and I'd seen people point this out, but you even made some better points during the break, dealing with the Mall of America dome collapse, reportedly from the snow. Recap the point you made, because, I mean, it's really suspicious.
Well, I don't know if it is or isn't, Alex. There could be a logical explanation, but nobody's asked the questions. They've just focused on the fact that the dome collapsed. But the other interesting thing was, when I watched, and I was just watching the same thing everyone else was watching, right on the Fox Sports with Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson and all them on TV. And they showed it. Then the first time I watched it, I thought, how peculiar that they would have a camera running from Fox Sports at 5 in the morning, and how peculiar that they never even had to adjust it. The camera was, like, focused right in on where the collapse took place. And no adjustment was even needed, hardly. And the dome's a pretty big building.
That is crazy. In fact, we're showing the footage now, and they actually had two different cameras focused in right where it happens, one a close shot, one a wide shot. Governor, that is...
Well, and I mean, maybe there may be a logical explanation, Alex. I don't know, But I just find it peculiar that as to why they... I just like someone to say why they were running... Why Fox Sports was running cameras at 5 a.m.
That's amazing. At 5 a.m., they're running cameras in high def and recording it when no one's in there at 5 a.m. Central Time. That's 3 a.m. Pacific.
Well, and it's how many hours before the game? The kickoff is noon. So you're talking 7 hours before the kickoff. Anyway, let's move on. Enough on that.
Very interesting. Let's talk about Larry King. I said, too bad Larry King, after 25 years, really leading CNN to prominence, that he's retiring, and you had a tie-in to that. You were invited to be on his finale show, but you can't go.
Well, I don't know if I was to be on the show, but I was invited to the party and all of that stuff. There was a big hoopla, and I felt bad about it, but I can't go because it would require me to fly commercial airlines, and I refuse to fly commercial airlines anymore because I feel they're violating my Fourth Amendment right of the Constitution, and that's reasonable search and seizure. I believe that as Jesse Ventura, I pose no threat, and so it's not reasonable for me to be submitted to all of the search that I have to face every time I fly simply because I have a disability. disability and makes it to where it exposes my disability rather than accommodate it. And so I just make the choice. I refuse to fly rather than be searched the way they do, which I believe is a sexual assault to the level if they did it on the street, they couldn't search you that way. And so it's just a personal stand I've made. And unfortunately, I was invited to be part of Larry's final night and be part of the big party in Hoopla afterwards. And I apologize to him, but it would have required me to fly out there and subject myself to that. And I've made the stand, and I won't do it.
Governor, what's your view on the announcement that first 800 Walmarts, now 9,000, there's a Homeland Security press release, 9,000 retail stores, including Mall of America, are going to have giant telescreens with Janet Napolitano telling you to watch other shoppers, telling you to spy on your neighbors. Homeland Security is coming out with iPhone apps where you spy on your neighbor. I mean, now they're...
You know what my response is, Alex? I would just encourage everybody to go out to the library or go online or go everywhere you have to go to get reading material and to start reading history on the Nazis.
Yes.
I think that that would be a good thing for people to do, to simply refresh your memory over the fact that history always repeats itself. And so you can always go back in history and you can learn from history and you can watch certain things as they fall into place and what they led to, the ultimate result. You know, that's what I find so amazing is how when I was governor 10 years ago almost, some of the things that I did 10 years ago are showing up today. And that's what history truly is. And so I would encourage people to get books and go back and read about what the things that went on in Nazi Germany and then compare them to certain things that they're doing here. And always remember what Albert Einstein said, a foolish faith in authority is the enemy of the truth.
Well, Governor, there's been a new twist to that. Speaking of Nazi Germany, they first started with unpopular political groups, but then expanded it to everybody else. They claim all this is for Muslim extremists, but now we learn from the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, as your show also documented in the Police State episode, that it's for Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, gun owners, libertarians. Here's an Infowars.com article, but it links to the major union websites. Thousands of unions with millions of members are now being ordered by Homeland Security, steel workers unions, taxi cab, you name it. They've got to get a government biometric ID card, be government drug tested, and you have to file an application with Homeland Security before you can have a job in America. And now
that's absurd. If that's true, Alex, that is completely absurd. And, you know, I just throw my arms up and go, why are we letting them get away with this? You know? All you can do is I'll keep showing my show and we'll keep talking and hopefully out there people will start listening and say enough is enough.
Well, you're absolutely right on that point. I do see a big awakening taking place. I hope so.
I hope we're not asleep at the wheel. Because these things are dangerous, and many of the little things, you just look at them as small things, they become big then. You know, like I said, this enhanced airport security at the airport. My big question is, who have they stopped? Wouldn't it be a big news story if they caught someone actually trying to get on a plane?
Well, Governor,
I never hear that, do you?
Well, no, you don't. But, Governor, as you know, they continually catch the underwear bomber being helped on by the U.S. government, Source, Detroit Free Press, Associated Press. They Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News reported, the number three in al-Qaeda, has been in command of all these latest patsies. Oh, by the way, even Geraldo Rivera and Judge Andrew Napolitano have both come out and said that the official 9/11 story is impossible and that it's just like the JFK assassination, a fraud. What do you think about that courage? You've always been calling for other people to have courage.
Well, if the judge and Geraldo actually did that. I wasn't privy to that, but I'm not privy to everything, certainly, especially when I'm heading to Mexico. But if they said that, then good for them, and hooray for the First Amendment to the Constitution, because, you know, ultimately that's what we're fighting here, you know, is our rights and the disintegration of our Bill of Rights. And it all falls under that, and it falls dangerously because I've said it so many times, when government says they're going to protect you, well, then part of that protection is you losing your freedoms. And you have to be willing to give up your freedoms for that protection. I'm not. I would rather face the adversaries, and I would rather face whatever it is we have fear of than to lose my freedoms. I think losing our freedoms is far more important. And to me, Alex, it means that if there is this opposition and there is this group of people out there that want America overthrown, be it Taliban, be it whoever they are, well, if they're destroying our freedoms, then they're winning. Because it's through our freedoms we have what we have and have had what we've had. And we are a country today that was the greatest country in the world. Do we want to be known as the country that with the biggest failure in history? And that simply was the failure of freedom. Freedom's the most important thing here. And all the other stuff, in my opinion, falls by the wayside. And we can't give up our freedoms, even if it means that occasionally terrorists can attack us. If we lose our freedoms, that's more important, in my opinion, than, you know, any other result that could come from it.
Well, sure. I mean, even if you take their official argument that there's this army of turban boogeymen that are going to get us, so we gave up all of our liberty and let government goons stick their hands down our pants and radiate us, and we're going to have Big Brother telescreens. I mean, you're in the movie The Running Man.
Yeah.
And in that film, you know, written by Stephen King, it starts with big telescreens in the city streets saying, report suspicious people. I mean, in that 1980s book and film, the total dystopic society is where they have telescreens saying, watch your neighbor, and now it's here.
Yeah, and it's insane, you know. We did the one episode on my show where we simply went down to Washington Avenue and First Avenue in Minneapolis, a normal downtown intersection, and were amazed that there wasn't one camera on the corner, Alex. There were four.
It's happening everywhere, Governor.
No, I mean, there was. I expected to see one. I got down there and saw four on one corner.
Amazing. Stay there. We're going to break, come back, get into United Nations mulls internet regulation options because of WikiLeaks. And O'Reilly says execute Julian Assange. We'll be back with Governor Ventura. Back to Governor Ventura. Governor, I know you've really been, when I talked to you off air Monday, you're really upset about this WikiLeaks situation. You said you concurred with Ron Paul in his speech where he came out and said, you know, telling the truth is not treason. But then you went on to make the point. Well, go ahead and make the point yourself.
Well, that's just it, Alex. I mean, it's that simple. If we're at the point that if the government gets, well, first of all, this is the classic kill the messenger, not the message. This is a classic thing that happens. They're putting all the heat on the messenger when ultimately if these things hadn't have been written in the first place, there would be no messenger to tell them because there'd be nothing to tell. But they're blaming the messenger. And the point is exactly what Congressman Paul said. If our country is at the point now where if the government lies or does something, and you expose it by telling the truth, and if the truth makes you a candidate for treason, then we're in horrible shape. When telling the truth becomes a treason offense, In other words, they're saying it's okay for government to lie, but by God, if anyone exposes the lies, we're going to get you for treason. What kind of message does that send to kids?
Well, what is
it? It's all right for government to lie, and it isn't all right for you to catch them or tell on them or expose them or tell the truth.
Well, Governor, what type of message does it send to the press? I've been leaked plenty of documents that have even shown up on your TV show, like the MIAC and Homeland Security and others. Are we going to get executed next?
I don't know. And then it becomes laughable when you have elected officials like Mike Huckabee and these other people who state that this guy should be brought up and put to death for treason. Well, you can't commit treason unless you're a citizen of the country. It's that simple, Alex. He's an Australian. How can an Australian commit treason to the United States?
Well, how can Sarah Palin say that he's un-American? He's not American.
Exactly. But I guess, well, then what is she insinuating? That an American would lie. He's un-American because he's releasing these truthful documents. You notice they're not denying the documents, are they?
No.
There's no denial. It's just that it's happening. And to me, it shows clearly that it boils down to even more basic than that, Alex. It goes back to our entire system of government here in the United States. It's a system based upon bribery and panhandling. And in order to succeed in that system, you have to be comfortable with those thoughts of bribery, of being bribed is okay. And so you have a system, and the people that thrive and live in this system are politicians. They're comfortable with that. So they're also comfortable with the lying then that obviously goes on continuously in our foreign policy.
And they're saying it's treason to expose their criminal activity. Here's another angle of it I want to get your take on. Since when can the United States, or the crooks that run it, the gangsters, as you say, the Crips and the Bloods, or the Gambinos and the Genoveses, pick your flavor of poison. Since when, Governor, can they reach across the world to England or Australia, and they're now openly have a grand jury federally impaneled, and they're saying they may try to extradite him on espionage or treason or something. They've got a bill now saying it's treason, even if you're a foreigner, because it was pointed out a few days after Huckabee and O'Reilly called for his execution that he's not an American. Can the communist Chinese not like what Jesse Ventura says or Ron Paul or Alex Jones or Bob Barr? And can they then come and extradite us to China because, say, some Chinese dissidents give us some documents and then we publicize them?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, this is absurd. It's closing the barn door after the horses have already gotten out. You can't pass laws and go after a guy after he did it. How do you create a new law and then retroactively apply it? That's insane. And the point is, why are we creating laws that stop the truth? It boils back to what Congressman Paul said. When the truth becomes treason, our country's hurting. And people, we better wake up and understand that the truth is what it is. It's not something that, certain elements create or are allowed to lie, and then you're not allowed to expose them.
Stay there. Got a break. Powerful.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we got about 30 minutes left with Governor Ventura. We're going to run the gamut of things we're discussing, but I wanted to finish up with the really powerful points that cut right to the heart of living in a free republic that Governor Ventura was talking about. I want you to finish the statement you were making when the break cut you off. But first, I want to get your take on the top story on the Drudge Report and Infowars.com right now. UN mulls internet regulation options, and they have a direct link in IT News to the UN announcement that they want to have everybody with internet IDs, tracking where you go, taxing the internet, and they call it a internet takeover. This is the UN quotes, and this was in a meeting in New York 2 days ago. And the United Nations says because of WikiLeaks. So there's a few terrorists. We've got to all lose our rights. There's somebody doing, you know, the WikiLeaking that government doesn't like. So we've all got to lose our rights. I mean, this is tyranny, is it not, Governor?
Completely. Absolutely it is. Because of a few rotten apples, they throw out the whole barrel. That's absurd. And again, we shouldn't stand for it. But it doesn't surprise me, Alex, because the internet was the only thing they haven't been able to control, and they must get control of it. So it's not surprising at all that they're going to drum up that we're all in danger, and that for our own safety, they should take over the internet, and we all have to have ID cards, and we can all be tracked, and anything we do and say can be, you know, looked over and made sure of. If the internet allows that to happen, I don't know if they can, but if, you know, they do it to telephones and all that now, so it can't be impossible, but if that does happen, it's going to be a very dark day on the planet.
What do you think overall of Julian Assange?
Well, to me, he hasn't broken a law. All he's done is reveal documents. He's not a citizen of the United States, so he doesn't have to have any allegiance to our government or our policies or our political standing. And again, if everything he releases is the truth, well, then the truth shouldn't be considered bad. It's that simple. The truth should never be a bad thing. The truth should always be a good thing. And so I support fully. I stand with Michael Moore. This guy doesn't belong in jail at all. And what he's doing, again, it's the classic case of killing the messenger, which is him, rather than the message, which is the information that he's putting out. And if the information wasn't put out in the first place, there would be nothing to spill. And this is also a power play to let us as citizens know that if you go against the government, they will attempt to destroy you. Open your eyes up, people, and see that this is a clear example. They're going to try to make an example out of this guy. They got to, because he's gone over a new line on them. And they're now, the power brokers are now taking the sword and drawing the line in the sand. And they're going to attempt to get this guy and make an example of him so that there will be no more down the road. And I don't believe in a free society we should allow that to happen.
Well, we all hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. And there's also been calls by Lieberman and others to look at indicting people at the New York Times. People in the British government are talking about indicting folks in the Guardian newspaper because they got the leaks. I mean, that's what Assange is saying. I'm a journalist. I've been given this stuff. We vetted it. We've released it. It was leaks that brought down Nixon. It was leaks that exposed the Tuskegee experiment.
Well, why do you think they're trying to stop it, Alex? They got to put the line in the sand now. This is a major, major thing. This is one of the biggest things that's happened in my lifetime. In my opinion, this WikiLeaks stuff is going to rate right up with 9/11, and it's going to rate right up with the murder of John Kennedy.
Well, they're certainly using it to try to curtail the internet and my free speech. And
exactly, and that's huge. I mean, our basic Bill of Rights is on the line here. Not only the Fourth Amendment for reasonable search and seizure, but also the First Amendment.
Governor?
The right to free speech, Alex.
Is there any doubt then that they're running a blitz against every one of our liberties? Doesn't matter if it's Clinton, Bush, Obama. What do you think's going on here?
Well, it certainly shows to me that Democrats and Republicans are from the same ilk, that they portray that they're not together, but ultimately they are in the face of holding up nationalism. If you follow me.
No, I totally understand, Governor.
You know, see, there's no difference, and people need to understand that as long as we keep electing these Democrats and Republicans, this is what you're going to get. Nothing different. This is it.
All right, we've only got 20 minutes left with you, and I want to get into the show, the new one premiering tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yep, I'm real excited about it.
Let's talk about the new episode now, then I want to go back to the incredible episode from last week, because if people have trouble believing, there's a plan to force relocate folks out of the Gulf, Mississippi, Louisiana, and even parts of eastern Texas, southeastern Texas. We have the London Guardian article, Rebuild or Retreat, U.S. Debates Evacuation of Gulf Coastline, $40 billion to fund that, and you put them on the hot seat. You want to cover that first or get into the Pentagon special tonight? Let's get into that. I mean, this is some groundbreaking stuff. I've been privy to some of the behind the scenes.
Well, it's not overly groundbreaking if you're a connoisseur of the facts. If you study it, you know, the things that we find out and the things we do are not a great deal. If you're into it, and you'll understand exactly where we're at here.
But it's groundbreaking to get a JFK deathbed confession on national TV for the first time.
Yeah,
it's groundbreaking to prove the FEMA camps. And, I mean, let me tell you, this will be the first time some of these eyewitnesses have ever been on television.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tonight on the show, and it's the old classic, the mainstream media doesn't talk to the people who actually live through it. Mainstream media avoids those people. Mainstream media only talks to government spokesmen who can spew the government story on what happened on 9/11. My show, we go out and we talk to survivors, people that were actually there. And tonight you will get the opportunity to hear a sergeant in the Army with a higher than top secret security clearance who survived, was in the very room that the alleged plane hit. And to hear her story is far different than the story that you hear come out of the government, the official story. Much the same as talking to William Rodriguez, the janitor at the World Trade Center, when his story so much differed from the actual story that was told by the government. And tonight will be one of those groundbreaking stories that hopefully mainstream America will now get to hear from the mouth of a survivor of the very room the alleged plane struck in the Pentagon.
Why do you think Geraldo, and then we'll get back into the show, and now Judge Andrew Napolitano are coming out and saying Building 7's suspicious, we know the story isn't true?
Because hopefully shows like mine are showing the facts and showing the cover-up. Hopefully they're going on the Internet and they're doing some research of their own. See, my biggest bitch about 9/11 is the fact that the general populace that defends the government's position has done nothing to learn of what happened that day. The only thing they know is what was on mainstream media television and what the government has told them. And yet, if you go through mainstream media and pick out all the little different tidbits, it still paints a far different story. I mean, there were tons of stories immediately when the towers fell of mainstream media reporting that people heard masses of explosions. Then all of a sudden, within 12 hours, all those stories magically disappeared.
Let's run through some of the bullet points that we can reveal ahead of this new show airing tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on True TV, or you just type in Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory. It's the top link on the search engines if you want to go to their page and also review some of these groundbreaking previous shows. But I'm going to run through these bullet points and then get your comments on them.
Sure.
Explosive revelation about 9/11, attack on the Pentagon, destroyed evidence of lost trillions. It had broken in the AP and in the Oregonian the week before that $2 trillion was missing from the Pentagon.
Well, it's even bigger than that, Alex. The day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference talking about they couldn't account for trillions of dollars in
yes.
the Pentagon. And then, ironically, the exact place the alleged plane hits is where all these records were kept.
Yes.
Now, we're supposed to look at that and go, geez, that sure was bad luck, wasn't it? No, what comes to me is what Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty says. Nothing just happens. Everything is planned.
Man, that is ground.
You know, you look at things like that. These are real things. That press conference took place.
Hold on, Governor. Again, I don't have words to describe how big that is, that Rumsfeld had the press conference. It's the area where the records were. Building 7 had a bunch of similar records with the CIA in it. And that was only a press conference the day before. It was in the news the week before that, so he had to respond. It was breaking. We've never seen anything in mainstream news since then. There's only, I mean, this is groundbreaking. I can't believe.
There can't be anything since then because there's no clues now. All the evidence is gone.
It's huge.
And it just goes away. Mainstream media doesn't bother with it anymore. They just don't bother with it. It's gone. Oh, well.
Now, because I haven't seen the show yet. I've just talked to people behind the scenes. I mean, can you tell us what the new explosive revelation is about the attack with the missing trillions?
Well, that's pretty, you know, that's part of it, what I just explained, the fact that it hit right in the spot where the accounting would have been done, where all the evidence was.
I'm just surprised this is even going to get on air. As we know, briefly, the missing police state episode, you want to say anything about that?
Well, apparently there was enough outcry from congressmen and from our government that they went to the higher-ups of AOL or whatever, and they've now removed it from the website, and they won't show it anymore, and they've basically censored it. That's all I can explain on it. But, you know, it didn't surprise me because, Alex, I never believed these shows would get on the air in the first place.
Well, it turns out what you said a year ago, in a way, is right.
Well, it's starting to come true.
Well,
we must have rattled enough cages.
Oh, they got scared about those threat fusion centers commanding the FEMA camp grid. I mean, you hit them hard. I mean, I've never seen TV where there's a real Perry Mason moment. You annihilated that congressman. He was caught with his pants down. And then you annihilated, and I want to talk about that before you leave us, but we're going to finish up with the Pentagon episode tonight. You annihilated the head scientist and her minion from the Army Corps of Engineers. First, they deny there's a plan to secretly force relocate and that they only want business there. Then you give them the documents, and they go, oh, yeah, we know about that plan. I mean, they look like a deer in the headlights. I'm serious.
Well, you know, if you do your homework, the thing is it's all out there. But getting back and tying it in, if we don't have things like WikiLeaks, we won't be able to do our homework, will we?
No, and that's the whole game plan. Let's go to number two. Hijacker who flew 757 jetliner into Pentagon, unable to fly single-engine Cessna trainer. You guys went and talked to the folks. The flight school's on record. They couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground.
Well, it wasn't that he couldn't get a Cessna off the ground. It was simply they didn't trust him with one.
Well, I know there was another case where he...
And we go into it better than that. We will take tonight the exact... what the 9/11 Commission and the official government, NIST or whoever does all this stuff, we will take their exact dimensions, for lack of a better term, and try to duplicate it on a flight simulator. Wait till you see what happens.
Well, I've talked to so many airline pilots and fighter pilots. They say what happened at the Pentagon is impossible.
We do it on a flight simulator.
No, incredible. Here's another one.
You know, we're going to show what we try to do with our show is we try to bring it to the average person's level, to where you don't have to be a scientist to figure it out. We'll show it to you.
By the way, folks, we're going to skip this network break coming up so we have a full 12 minutes left with the governor. Always precious time with him. What a great patriot. I got to say, I admire Jesse Ventura because he's got courage. And he tells it like it is. And that's what we need in this country. And now I just admire Geraldo Rivera. I admire Judge Andrew Napolitano even more that they would put their careers on the line. There have been calls now to fire him. It's been big news, though, as
well,
listeners know.
You know, remember, I was basically dismissed and fired from MSNBC because I opposed the war in Iraq.
Oh, that's in WikiLeaks, that they're the number one recipient of mainstream media of bailout money, Governor. What do you think of that?
Who, MSNBC?
Yeah, massive government money.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. But no, I was essentially fired because I opposed the invasion of Iraq. And they wouldn't allow me on the air. They fulfilled their contract, but I couldn't say anything because my contract said that I could not do any news shows, nor could I do any satellite or cable television.
Well,
and so, you know, the censorship is clear that it's out there.
Well, again, you're seen as a hero today for what for doing what a man is supposed to do. Tell the truth. Follow your moral compass and what you believe in and let the chips fall where they may. Justice be done, though the heavens fall. But more and more, that scene is heroic because so many people just cower and go along with whatever they think the establishment wants them to do.
Exactly, and, because they're in fear. And we can't live in fear. If we start living in fear, then give up the ship.
All right, we got to move.
If we're supposed to be real Americans, then let's stand up tall and be what we're supposed to be.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't say it any better. Let's hurry through these other bullet points. Former NASA engineer reveals to Jesse Ventura damage to the Pentagon didn't come from plane strike. I can't tell you how many demolition experts have pointed out from the few frames they released. It's orange and white hot. That's not jet fuel. It's red and black. As a Navy SEAL demolitions, underwater demolition expert, you know, of the cadre of SEALs, it's the underwater demolition teams that are, from what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, that are the, you know, most focused on explosives. I mean, that's a white-hot orange fireball.
Well, not only that, but when you look at any of these things, when you end up with metal being melted, I mean melted, when metal melts, it takes extreme heat. You know, you're talking degrees of 3,000. You know? And nothing like that could happen through a normal plane crash. Heat will not get that hot through the normal crashing of a plane.
Well, it shot through.
Trust us, there's been lots of planes that have crashed, unfortunately.
Well, it went through three rings of the Pentagon like a bunker-busting missile.
Well, and that's, you know, what we'll get into tonight on the show.
Unbelievable. Continuing, FBI confirms Pentagon had 84 security cameras on 9/11, but no footage shows plane hitting building.
Yeah. And they, you know, they've taken that footage. They've, under the old premise of national security, they locked it up, and we as citizens are not allowed to see it. I guess it would traumatize us too much. I don't know. Of course, I'm being sarcastic there.
Well, folks,
why can't we see? If they had all these cameras running, why in the hell aren't we allowed to see the footage? What possible excuse, Alex, could they use?
They don't have one.
They don't have one.
They even went to hotels and gas stations and confiscated it. Continuing, final point, there's even more on the show. 911 commission lawyer admits to Jesse Ventura that government has a penchant for secrecy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was a lawyer that was actually on the 9/11 commission, and tonight you'll see me sit down with her and... You know, I respect her, and I think what she did as an individual was okay. But what she reveals in just talking to her unintentionally tells you what a hoax and what a fraud the whole investigation was. That it was clearly dictated out of the White House. And, you know, the White House wasn't going to have this investigated at all. People seem to forget and have this short-term memory that immediately following 9/11, the Bush White House completely blocked any investigation. There wasn't going to be simply to believe what they told us, and that was good enough. And I think today, even after the 9/11 investigation, there were good things that were revealed out of that investigation. You have to find them and piece them together. But we're no better off learning the truth today after the 9/11 investigation. And the clear example of that, Alex, is again, follow the money. When Bill Clinton was investigated for Whitewater, which ultimately they learned the president cheated on his wife, they spent $100 million. The initial allocation for the death of 3,000 people or more at 9/11, $3 million. They ended up spending 13.
And they agreed at the beginning of the commission they weren't going to look for who was wrong or what happened. They were going to look at things to recommend, national ID cards.
Not only that, but no one got fired. If Bush and them were that inept that these 19 bozos could get on planes with box cutters and accomplish what they did against our military, our air defense system, and what was called the most safest building in the world, the Pentagon. They bragged. It's a no-fly zone. Why wasn't that plane shot out of the air?
Well, we know Cheney was in the bunker and basically involved in the stand-down.
Well, who had a stand-down? Because the Pentagon is in a no-fly zone. Anything that flies so close to the Pentagon is to be shot out of the air.
Governor,
and that day, nothing was shot out of the air.
We're almost out of time. Very powerful. Folks, you better set your TiVos, your DVRs. This may be the only time you ever see this. They normally air the episodes more than 50 times. But they've already deep-sixed one because of Homeland Security and congressional things. It really hit a nerve. I mean, let me tell you, knowing what I know about this episode, I'm quite frankly crossing my fingers. I'll be surprised if it even makes it on air. There's been a lot of other stuff behind the scenes that I can't get into. But this is real TV. Ventura and his crew have a lot of courage to bring you this.
And what's amazing, Alex, is even the confession of G. Gordon, Howard Hunt.
Yes.
The confession of Howard Hunt, which backs up the book Plausible Denial, written back in the 80s, the court case in Florida. And yet, not one bit of it is reported in mainstream media.
Yeah,
Here's a confession to the murder of John Kennedy.
Wow. Now, the show slipped in under the radar, but it's now being targeted. In closing, I was really proud to be associated with the Gulf episode. I know it was one of your favorites, but here's the Guardian article where they admit there's a plan to buy up 17,000 Mississippi houses just to begin, to force people completely out of the Gulf area, Mississippi, Louisiana. You really caught them last week when you talked to the head scientist and they had to admit it.
Well, you know, they're doing it for the good of the people, Alex. They don't want them flooded out anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's their simple explanation. It's time for all them people to relocate.
But they admitted big business is going to be there.
Yeah, big business is going to be staying. But they prefer to have the people gone.
Well, you haven't left.
You know what I always question? Certain parts of big business won't do very well unless there's people around, will they?
Not in the end game. They want to consolidate power.
One of the big things down there is the casinos. Who's going to go down there and gamble if all you can do is look at oil wells?
Governor, it's incredible. We've only got about a minute left. I guess this will be our last interview until 6-7 months from now when you get back to Minnesota. You're about to go to Mexico here in the next few weeks. Be safe on your trip.
I will try. You know, that's another shining example of our foreign policy, how well we're doing at the Mexican border with all the murders, and that today you have to literally take your life in your own hands just to go down and visit what is a fabulous country of Mexico.
And you've got a simple answer that the statistics show would fix it, decriminalize.
Oh, completely. I mean, if they would decriminalize drugs, that puts the cartels out of business. Again, it's called go back to your history books. Start reading on Al Capone and prohibition of alcohol, and you will see how much it parallels.
Hold on one second.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, he's finishing up here in about 2 minutes, and then we're going to let Governor Ventura go. Again, one of his last interviews of the year before he leaves. Honored to have him. You were finishing up with the fact that you won't fly, so you got to drive that gauntlet of all the violence on the border with the drugs. And you were making a point about legalize it, and that's the end of the drug cartels. It's the end of the big banks that have been caught laundering the money as well. You were making a point about Al Capone.
Well, the point is, if you go back and look at history, Alex, of Al Capone and how the whole prohibition of alcohol happened, this is identical to it. It's the same thing. And, you know, prohibiting something doesn't mean it's going to go away. What it means when government prohibits something, it means it will then be run by criminals. And the criminal element. And the less you can have to be run by the criminal element, the better it is for everybody involved. And you wouldn't have these innocent people being slaughtered at the borders, and you wouldn't have people afraid to go to Mexico simply because of legalization. And it's time to get our heads out of the sand. I feel bad at what happened in California, that they didn't pass it, but that fight will continue to go on, too, because hopefully at some point intelligence will prevail.
Here's the headline.
Alex, good luck, and we'll see you in the spring. Bye-bye.
All right, Governor, take care. God bless. There goes Governor Jesse Ventura. And here's the headline at Infowars.com. Governor Ventura probes Pentagon attack, unreleased 911 video, and missing trillions. Conspiracy Theories 911 Pentagon episode airs tonight, Friday, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on True TV. And I'm going to be really surprised, because I know about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, that this is going to make it on air. And they've tried their best to give you super hardcore, groundbreaking show, and they've done it. I mean, I will tell you that, you know, there's behind-the-scenes stuff like where the super higher-ups, well, I'm not even going to get into it. I mean, they put it in a format where it's for the general public. It's exciting. It's dynamic. I don't even think you need to even hype this stuff up. It's so incredible. It's getting top ratings for True TV. I forgot to ask Ventura if he's even thinking about doing a season next year. I mean, I pretty much know what he's already told me. He's given me some other really big news that I'm not allowed to talk about, dealing with some other issues. But as soon as that comes out, you're going to definitely hear about it. I'm just going to leave it. In fact, I'm going to say nothing more. It's hard being on the inside of so much of this now, because I'm in people's confidence and I can't talk about it. Believe me, you want to tune into tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And Ventura is such a great guy. One thing I wanted to bring up to him, but on a side note that I'll do next time he's on, I guess in 6-7 months when he gets back from Mexico. He kind of orbits through for half the year, and we always enjoy getting to hang out and have him on the show and talk on the phone and stuff. He's just a great guy, kind of like a John Wayne type character. In person, knowing Ventura, you can tell why he was a movie star and a top wrestler and a governor. I mean, you know, he's got that charisma. I've gotten to know a lot of other Hollywood people and folks with powerful charisma, and when you're with them in person, you really figure out why they're, quote, a star, as they say, because they've just got that electric, you know, dynamic dynamism about them. I did want to put him on the hot seat a little, which I know he doesn't mind, and because I know how Ventura's brain works now, and he's learning more all the time. He has a lot more knowledge than I do in many areas. I have more knowledge than he does in other areas. But him saying, it was in a book signing a few months ago, so it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I wanted to get his full view on it, about, hey, I might run if Bloomberg financed me, you know, for president. And, you know, he said he might endorse Bloomberg because he's not part of the two parties. You know, that's his idea, break the two parties. With Bloomberg, he's a Democrat on steroids, totally against guns, an insider. So I wanted to tell Ventura that. Maybe I'll call him today and tell him off air, because I just haven't gotten around bringing that up to him. But that's my only point. But I know he'll hear about it anyway, so it doesn't matter. I know that a lot of great folks like Braverman and Tyrell are listening right now. I want to give a shout out to those guys as well, and just say congratulations on putting groundbreaking stuff on television. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman with us for the balance of the hour, and I want to go over a host of issues with Bob Chapman. But at the bottom of the hour, I want to get into a subject because I want to collect my thoughts on this. I need to write some notes on it. I've got all the ideas, the information, the facts that I've researched, and it only further confirms it. Hitchens' article, Christopher Hitchens' latest Nixon tape, buries Kissinger's reputation. Where they're talking about the Soviets persecuting and killing Jews in the 70s in Russia, Kissinger says it's not a problem, no big deal. And how it goes into the mindset of Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, writing about how our government funded Pol Pot. You know, we didn't have to kill these people. Pol Pot did it for us. I mean, they brag. Remember, Kissinger has openly written that soldiers are dumb animals. You know, police are dumb animals. I mean, they sit there, they think you're morons, destroying your own freedom and your own future. And I want to get into this and talk about the global hierarchy that we're dealing with here. So that's coming up. Because I see this over and over again, and I'm going to leave it at this and get into it at the bottom of the hour with Bob. I want to cover the economy, WikiLeaks, some other issues first with Bob Chapman, and then I want to have Bob on for this because he's talked about a lot of this and is one of the people out there that, from his deep research, shares my view and understanding of this. And I haven't even really gotten to the point I'm going to be making. It's just that you go back to World War II, and there's been books written about this by Jewish professors and others, that the Zionists in Israel, or who were already starting to move into the area, they would make Jews pay $1 million to get out of Germany. And they did deals so Jews couldn't get into the United States or England, and they could only go. And there's quotes like, a cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Europe if those Jews don't come to Israel. I mean, it's like this with every group. It's a criminal organization on top claiming it's doing all this for the people under it, just like our government does or the Chinese government does, but really it's an excuse to feed on them. It's like the Israelis irradiating 110,000 Jewish children. I mean, this is real, folks, like our government shooting up kids in Guatemala with syphilis that just came out this year. I mean, this stuff's so horrible. And then you got to ask yourself, well, who really runs Israel? See, because I look at Prince Philip and Ted Turner, and I look at the Dutch royalty. They're all into Nazism. Ted Turner calls it liberal, but it's population reduction. But that goes back to real Nazis like Prince Philip, Prince Bernhard. And then people say, oh, you're saying the Nazis run things. What I'm saying is it's eugenics. The Rockefellers did fund Hitler. That's mainline news and the eugenics. They did fund the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They're always behind it. Margaret Sanger said we got to hire blacks to be our fronts so we can kill these animals and weeds and abort them. They kill 51% of blacks in this country before they're born. See, and they pose as liberals and then call us racist when we criticize big government. So I just report on what I know. I don't even call it Nazism so much. Hitler was an aberration, according to the globalist, of their overall eugenics plan. He was a bad son. And for those that know what a bad son is, you have a crepe myrtle tree, an oak tree. The acorns or whatever will grow up little trees every year. You got to cut them. He was a bad son. Bob, I want to get into this more later in the hour because I want to read through these articles with you. But I start talking about something, I go ahead and get into it. This is just such an important issue that's really been hidden. And you got the Nazi camp out there, the Catholic bashing camp, you know, all these different camps that obsess over it's this group, it's that group. But for my study, it's a scientific eugenics elite. And it doesn't matter if they're Chinese, German, Jewish, Japanese, Mexican. By the way, Mexico adopted sterilization in the 30s. It's a group of people who think they're God. Your brief comment on that before we get into the other news.
All I'm going to say, because you covered it so well, is that my own personal experience, when I was connected to people who had been in the hierarchy in Germany during the war, and I got to know some of them very, very well. And they, of course, were hooked up with Canaris, who ran foreign intelligence. And in the 1930s, Adolf Hitler was shipping SS people to Palestine to infiltrate, and I think they're there today in the form of their children and grandchildren. And so there was a deliberate attempt by the German government during the 1930s and probably in the 40s too. And I get this straight from two generals.
Bob?
Yes.
Please continue.
The two generals were Leon Degrelle and General Rama. Rama was the man who surrendered Berlin to the Russians. And I knew them quite well. And they both told me the same thing at separate times. And we you know, were talking about world politics and that sort of thing. But I'm not a fundi on this, but that would just happen to be one of my personal experiences and outgrowth of being involved in counterintelligence.
Well, we know it's now come out in history books that there was a deal where they would only let Jews get out to Israel. I mean, this is so diabolical that no one would ever suspect that. It's pure genius is what it is, pure evil genius. Tell us what the generals told you. I mean, the reason I interrupted, I heard a crackle on your line and thought it had disconnected. It sounded like a disconnection in my ear. I guess they may be thinking about disconnecting you right now. Bob, I don't think you've ever talked about this before.
No, I haven't. And both gentlemen are dead now, and I suppose I can talk about it. But they just simply told me that. And how it came up, as I remember now, is that they were citing the fact, and they were both still Nazis. I mean, they believed in the fascist government of Germany, and they did until they died. And they were telling me about the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who had sent several divisions of men to fight on the Eastern Front, and they were accompanied by their mullahs and all their own food and all of the things that that separate Muslim group would need, and how they had fought quite valiantly against the Russians. And that's how it came up. That's how it came up the first time. And the second time was another conversation. But I saw these people fairly frequently over a 10, 15-year period. So there were a lot of other things I picked up as well, but not to do with this subject.
Well, that's because they were using the Nazis here in the U.S., but also in Europe to fight the Russians during the Cold War, and that's when you were there. Because I keep watching the so-called Israeli leadership, always claiming how much they love Jews, love Israel, but then in every case, we actually see the opposite going on behind the scenes. There's something very sophisticated going on in all of this. And then you got the Rockefellers claiming they love all these Jewish causes, but they were Nazis at the time. They're Nazis today. They funded the whole deal. I mean, I guess it's that the globalists are masters of funding all the sides, or is it more sophisticated?
No, they fund both sides. Usually there's two sides. Sometimes there's three or four, but usually two. And that goes back deeply into history. This is nothing new. And you know, the people who are the power behind governments or whatever, they have always, especially when they get in financial trouble, said, well, we're going to have another wall. And so they tell the person who's running Rome at the time, look, you know, this whole economy is going to fall apart. You better go over and kick the crap out of those Gauls over there or whatever. We're going to have a war going.
Well, Bob, since we got into this now, let's cover it now. We'll hit the economy and WikiLeaks and other developments at the end of the hour. I don't know if you saw this Christopher Hitchens report. Christopher Hitchens' latest Nixon tape buries Kissinger reputation. These tapes are public. We can't play them. There's so much Nixon cussing. I'm not even going to attempt to beep it out. But we know in the end Kissinger set up Nixon. But I would think this was just Kissinger going along with Nixon and playing like he was an anti-Semite. If I hadn't gotten the intel from you and Anthony Sutton and countless others that he was a Russian agent, that's now coming out mainstream news. that he was a Rothschild agent. His code name was what? Bohr, or the Bohr. And that the other statements and other things Kissinger did, now he's behind the eugenics. And it turned out he was behind earlier helping ship the radiation systems machines over to Israel. I mean, this guy, who is this guy from your deep research? I mean, what is going on with him saying that, hey, let the Russians kill Jews? It's, you know, we don't care. And now Jewish groups are attacking Hitchens for criticizing him.
Well, that's understandable because I don't think that they understand the full import of what this man is. He's a man for all seasons. He is whatever you want him to be. If he's with a group of Catholics, oh, he loves Catholics. If he's with a group of black people, he loves them as well. And he's with Jewish people, he loves them as well. But he's diabolically evil, and he's also a pervert.
And that's from your intelligence sources?
Absolutely. In fact, I was in Rome one time, and it just happened. I was going over to Osservatore Romano, which is a newspaper there, and I was going over with a couple of other people, some of who I had picked up with an intelligence. And there was a newspaper on the stand, and it said in Italian, "Hide your children, Henry Kissinger is coming to town." I'll never forget it. I was thunderstruck.
All right, let's come back, and I'm going to give folks my view on this whole situation, and I'm going to get Bob Chapman's take. Then we're getting into the economy and a host of other issues. But, I mean, where's the ADL with Israel radiating 110,000 of their own children? Poor Sephardic, you know, darker-skinned Jews. I mean, what's going on here, folks? This is Nazism. This is eugenics. We'll be right back. All right, going back to Bob Chapman, then we're getting into the economy and a lot more coming up. There's thousands of data points here, so it's hard to give people a full image of this until they've studied it, but over and over again, Hal Turner turns out to be a Fed, the big white supremacist who attacked yours truly on an almost daily basis. It comes out in news, oh, these Klan groups or Nazi groups that march through black neighborhoods. Turns out they're all feds. They're all cops. There's no one in the group. I mean, that's come out in the Orlando News, other newspapers in Ohio. This stuff comes out. And then it's used to create racial division. And then you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center with their people inside Elohim City running it, connected to McVeigh. I mean, it just goes on and on. But studying history, if you go back, people following the Bible in the Dark Ages would not allow Christians to lend money. It was called usury. But the royals in Spain, France, and other areas, they learned how to let an unpopular minority do it, claiming it was okay under their religion. And this is in mainline history books. They would then have pogroms every 50, 100 years, you know, it varied, and rob them of the wealth. And so they kind of just chose some of the Jewish moneylenders who would kind of run pawn shops. That's how it started. That's where the Rothschilds came from in Germany. And then they would set that up. Now, since then, the Rothschilds have married in with the royalty and, you know, are definitely up there at the top of the pyramid. But then you see them funding eugenics. You see them funding, and it's more than just funding both sides. I mean, why would Israel take 110,000 Sephardic Jewish children and kill many of them with radiation and maim others? And then you add all these other, and then you've got Kissinger. There's been other famous quotes, you know, in the Israeli news where the light-skinned Israelis, you know, make fun of the dark-skinned Israelis. I mean, they have a really racist name. It's the same name they use for black people here in this country, you know, the racists use. And we see Kissinger saying, ah, so what if they kill all the Jews in these are on tape, you know, in Russia. It's just all part of this cold-bloodedness. And so that's why it's used as a political weapon, anti-Semitism, against those who aren't anti-Semitic. And then Jews who are on the grassroots aren't involved in any corruption or anything. It's basically a Jewish mafia who probably aren't even Jewish, just parading around using this as a weapon. And at the end of the day, they're just globalists who are into eugenics like all these other elite groups. And once you realize that, it depoliticizes it, and you can see clearly what's happening. Bob Chapman, your comments on what I just said.
And it de-religiousizes it, if there's such a word. And that's very important. In Israel, And we have many people who are Jewish subscribers. There's a distinction, and there always has been, between the people who came from Europe and Eastern Europe, generally called the Ashkenazi, and the Sephardic Jews who are, we'll call them Mediterranean Jews, who are darker in complexion, and they're different, and they, in some parts, believe in Judaism in a different way, a slightly different way.
And they've done the DNA test. They've done the DNA test. They have a lot more of the original, you know, Hebrew blood.
They probably have 98% more.
Yeah.
And then there was an Operation Moses that went on during the early 1980s, and they took the Falasha Jews from Ethiopia, and they brought them to Israel, and they treated terribly. And so there is a social pecking order there. And you find that in most countries.
Yeah.
In Latin America, where I spent a lot of time in recent years, people who are lighter skinned and have hazel or blue eyes tend to like to marry with people who look the same, generally speaking. And so there is this difference in people and what they are and what they want to continue to be. And it is racism, there's no question.
And the point is, this is a human condition, and there's another level to it. That's why the federal government, and Castine admits this, funds all this infighting with each other, because, you know, if people think it's the Catholics that run it, or it's the Jews, or it's the Masons, no, it's corrupt people at the top of all these organizations that have just become basically mafias, and they're feeding on the groups under them who think that they're there to protect them.
Well, there's a good example is the Balkanization of Eastern Europe, which started in the 1500s. And the reason that the British and others, Germans as well, would Balkanize countries, in other words, they'd take an area and where there were three different tribal groups, and they were very different, and they would make them into a country so that they could have war on demand. And how they did that was they'd have the guys on the right attack the guys on the left and finance both sides.
Stay there. Keep breaking that down on the other side. And now they've set that up in America. They claim multiculturalism is about getting along, but it's really all about being different and hating each other. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's what these governments, these mafias do. Whether it's Italian mafia, Jewish mafia, WASP mafia, and believe me, that's out there, Dixie mafia. They feed on their own people and then claim they're taking care of them. Here's an example. CNN, feds nab $7.2 billion from Madoff victims. And now we're discovering, we already knew this from Bob Chapman, all these big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, you name it, involved with the Madoff scam. That's coming up and where the economy's going with Bob Chapman. Before I go any further with Bob Chapman, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is Inner Food, Inner Health Botanicals. The website is innerfood, E-N-E-R-food.com. And they've got a bunch of different superfoods. Their classic Innerfood's got 20 superfoods in it. They have a ton of other herbal products that really work. You've heard, of course, the Health Ranger rave about them, and that's won their best superfood award. Innerfood.com. They've got NutriCafe and fused with all these key ingredients that boost the immune system and physical stamina. They've got a bunch of specials as well, so check them out at innerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. This is what I and my office use. Amazing stuff. Closing, I want to tell you about Safe Castle. I'm proud to welcome this sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field, Safe Castle LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's P-R-E-P. That's P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D prepared.pro, prepared.pro. You can also get to their store from prisonplanet.com, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying that they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need to be more ready for all the stuff that's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them I sent you. Again, that's prepared.pro for all your professional preparedness assistance. And then, of course, there's interfood.com and prepared.pro, those two great sponsors. If you missed the URL, again, they're linked up on Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Okay, we've got a lot to cover and a short time to get there. Madoff. Last weekend, as you know, his son hangs himself with a dog collar, if you believe that. Again, I got a bridge on Pluto I'm happy to sell you, but I want to get Bob's take on it. I don't want to prejudice his view. I want to get his real view, but that looks very suspicious. This looks like a message is being sent. Suddenly, oh, that $100 billion or so, we're actually finding a lot of it now. You know, big mega banks, and Bob Chapman has been dead on this first, telling us about Madoff years before it came down. The SEC knew all about it for 11 years, protected him. What's going on with the Madoff son dying and now this money being discovered? Are some people sending messages?
I think they are. And I quite frankly, I don't know whether his son was murdered or not. Certainly, the circumstances were very strange. I think the medical examiner in New York could tell us more if they would, but you never know when you're going to get the true story. It's like when Nelson Rockefeller died, he had a heart attack, when in fact he didn't, because there was a gold badge detective who was at the scene of the crime, the death, and he had been using what they call poppers, and it killed him. These are things this is a chemical that causes an upward rush in your blood system. And people like to use those when they're doing things, which I won't get into. But anyway, we'll never know, I don't think. But it could go either way. I just don't know at this point. I've got a guy in New York who's really good. And he's reserving judgment. I'll perhaps know more later. And he's been very careful lately because I print what he tells me in the publication, and I think he's afraid someone might catch on to who he is. But the discovery of the money is very, very important. And this, by naming this a Ponzi scheme, under the law, not only can they go back and get money from people who received a profit or received monies when nobody else did or very few did. And that is being applied to other cases now. And I came across one here just recently where letters are being sent by the receivers in the bankruptcy of this other Ponzi scheme. You know, you invested $100,000, you got $103 back. You have to give us the $3 back because that has to go to the people who didn't get out like you did. You were lucky they weren't, that sort of thing. And so that's going to be applied to future Ponzi schemes. I noticed today, too, Overstock, which has been chasing the naked shorts for years, have finally, I think they're going to file a RICO action against Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase for naked shorting of their stock and trying to destroy their company. So there's a lot of things going on there. Yes, this Madoff, but how about what the FBI is doing? They're going to subpoena 2,000 people. I mean, it's incredible, the crime that goes on. And, of course, I was on Wall Street for 28 years, and I saw it, but I didn't see anything like this. I mean, these people are brazen. They just don't care anymore.
Let's go over this Reuters article, Madoff Insider, estate giving back $7.2 billion. The estate of Madoff Insider, Jeffrey Picower, agreed to give back $7.2 billion. To settle Sybil claims on Friday, significantly boosting the amount available to repay thousands of investors swindled in the epic fraud. So the son dies, and now we start seeing big movement. Continuing with the economy in a moment, but what do you think of the El Paso Times reporting Mexican drone crashes in the backyard of El Paso home? We've seen all the video of Mexican helicopters flying deep inside the U.S. We know the Mexican military is dealing a lot of the drugs, committing assassinations on both sides. And can you imagine what would happen if a U.S. drone crashed on their side?
Well, I got to tell you something, Alex. I don't think much would happen because all the drones come from the United States, and they must give them to Mexico. And now we know that they have given them to Mexico.
Yeah.
And now we know that one went astray, so we know that for sure. Hopefully, they are trying to catch the narcotraficantes who are doing all this bad stuff, and perhaps the people who are smuggling illegal aliens into the United States, as well as drugs. That land route is wide open, and you live in Texas. I don't have to tell you. And if Americans weren't using those drugs, there wouldn't be any market for them. And that's what the foreigners contend. And I think they got a good point. Let's stop using drugs, American, and we won't have to worry about all this.
Let's continue.
You know, for years, the Mexicans have looked the other way. $30 billion a year going into the economy. It's a lot of money. It's number two after the petrochemical industry. And then the money's going back from legal and illegal aliens to Mexico is about $22, $23 billion a year. And then you have the tourists. That's about $17 billion a year. So you can get an overview of why that's important to the Mexican economy.
Bob, I want to look at the TSA and the whole police state grid before we get back into the economy. We published an article yesterday because a caller pointed it out that the unions all over the country, no law, Homeland Security is just ordering them to enroll the millions of union people in a biometric card, drug testing for steel workers, school workers, trash men, you name it. And now Watson has discovered that Fox News 23 is reporting, but we have a detailed article on it. FBI agents trained garbage collectors to report suspicious activity or suspicions. And it says nationwide Waste Watch spy program, another alarming reminder of society in terminal decay. Former FBI agents are helping local authorities train thousands of garbage collectors across the country as a nationwide internal spy force to report suspicious activity to police. Yet another example of how America is turning into East German Stasi informant society as the country decays from within. But then meanwhile, the hijackers are trained at U.S. bases. Amar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda, is hanging out at the Pentagon. I called the FBI last week, the Threat Fusion Center number, the FBI was running it, and they didn't want to hear about it. Continuing, so I'm reporting real, you know, real stuff. Local news reports out of Albany concerning the new Waste Watch program. Again, guilty until proven innocent. Garbage collectors are trained by former FBI agents to look for suspicious activity. And, of course, that'll be just digging through all your stuff, stealing data, everything. We're replete with nodding drones expressing how delighted they were that they were being spied on by their fellow Americans. Your local trash man will help prevent crime. Now they admit they have the cable guys in your house spying on you. And, of course, it's always for terror first, but then a week later, are they spanking their kids? Do you smell marijuana? Do you see firearms? They've got the real estate agents now. All the time people get police called on them for reloading equipment in their garage because that looks suspicious. I mean, this is getting insane. This article just came out at prisonplanet.com, folks. Get it to Drudge. Get it to everybody. This is big. FBI agents trained garbage collectors to report suspicious activity. Bob Chapman, your take on this and the TSA, Homeland Security, telescreens going in now 9,000 stores, not just 800 Walmarts. It's like a nightmare.
It was all laid out by the people who used to run East Germany. And when the wall came down, they recruited them, paid them quite a bit of money, and including Marcus Wolf, who was a monster. And none of them were ever prosecuted for anything. I mean, with all the things that they did, the murders and the tortures and everything. And they showed them in Washington how you would do what they're doing right now, this spy network. And when the wall came down as well, there were hundreds of thousands of people living in what was previously Western Germany who had been spying in behalf of Eastern Germany, never mind the hundreds of thousands in Eastern Germany who were spying on each other. In fact, the Western German government, which is the government we have today, ordered the records destroyed.
Yeah, the Western government went along with it. But Bob, this is now, they're going to anybody who's under city or county control or private unions and saying, it is your job to not just dump trash in, but spy on it. And the cable guys have been recruited. I mean, this is outrageous. And meanwhile, we know who's committing the crime. We know CIA aircraft crash all the time full of drugs. I mean, I'm sick of it. I want to walk up to every cop out there and every bureaucrat and go, I know you work for drug dealing scum. It came out in the WikiLeaks this week in the Houston news that DynCorp was running kidnapped little boys. And nobody gets in trouble, but they'll freak out over marijuana. I'm sick of it. Go ahead.
Well, DynCorp has been nabbed in a giant prostitution ring in Serbia after the war, which is 10 or 12 years ago. And the guys that took over the Muslims, they're running the drugs from Afghanistan into Europe.
Oh, now it's come out that the KLA, thousands and thousands of men, women, children, they just grabbed the Serbs and cut their organs out, and I guess that's what our allies do.
That's right. And of all places, most of them were shipped to Israel because they offer the highest price. But the point is, why are they doing what they're doing in America? And they're setting up the same kind of system as they had in Soviet Russia and all of the satellites. And particularly Eastern Germany, which is probably the most effective counterintelligence operation and intelligence operation in that Soviet family, so to speak. And so that's what we got today. And I've written about it before. I saw it coming. Others did too, but not many. But that's always the way. And they're going to try to create an atmosphere like they did with the Hitlerjunger. In Germany, spy on your parents. I mean, it's incredible, and this is what it's coming to.
Oh, no. I've got videos in Austin News where they said $200, the biggest bonus for turning in mommy and daddy, and the parents are like, oh, I love putting my child in the public school where they're taught to spy on me. I mean, it's just, like you said, naked, brazen, blatant. It's just so supercharged, in your face, leering. And we know they're staging the terror attacks. These people are maniacs. Now the dollar devaluation's accelerating. What's your take on the Chinese and Russians making good on their two-week-old announcement to only do trade with each other in the Chinese currency? Do you agree with a lot of analysts that this year is probably the year that the dollar is already dying as the world reserve currency, but by the end of this next year coming up, it's going to be basically official?
Well, we predicted that, and I think there's a good chance of that. And I think that there's going to be strength in the dollar going into the first quarter, and the reason why is the debt refunding in the first quarter that has to happen in Europe. And that would tend to make the euro and other European currencies, and don't forget, there's only 16 members in the euro. And there's 27 countries in the European Union, so there's other currencies as well. And they're going to be under pressure because the euro is, and the others by proxy, so to speak, or by contagion, probably a better word. And that's going to put pressure on the euro again during the first quarter until that giant part of a very large yearly refinancing is done. And the U.S. is facing the same thing, but it's laid out more over the year rather than the first quarter. So I think you can't wait. The dollar should not become a lot lower until late in the first quarter going into the second quarter.
Now, you've talked about inflation starting to accelerate. Now we see interest rates going up for the general public for housing and loans. But even though the supposed rate is still the same, we see oil going up to $92 today. What's your view on that?
Well, I think oil is being deliberately manipulated upward, and it's not hard for the people who produce oil to do that. They're all countries, with the exception of, oh, maybe 20 or 30 non-countries that produce large amounts of oil. And so it's very easy to manipulate. And the long side on the market is very, very strong. And so where are they going to stop with oil? I don't know. And I think that people who produce oil believe that they should be receiving more for their oil because of the diminution of the value of the dollar. And they're right. They do deserve a higher price than they were getting. I think a bottom on oil is, at least in the format that we're in now, is probably $60, $65 a barrel. Yes, we're approaching 100. It'll probably go there because they want it there.
All right, stay there. Stay there. We got to go to break. I got more financial questions for Bob. Stay with us. Christmas is coming up next week. I just want to wish everybody a healthy and happy Christmas and holiday season. I want to thank all of our listeners, our AM&FM affiliates, our sponsors, everybody. The GCN Radio Network, they got a lot of important news up at GCNlive.com. In fact, we've got that article, FBI agents train garbage collectors to report suspicious activity, Governor Ventura probes Pentagon attack, unreleased 911 video, and missing trillions. That's at GCNlive.com. The Great Crumbling to Begin, that's at GCNlive.com. Austin joins rebellion against naked body scanners, that's at GCNlive.com. There's a lot of other big breaking news and information, of course, as well, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another great place to visit is TheInternationalForecaster.com. If you want to call and get a free, the latest introductory hard copy, either emailed or mailed to you, you can call Midas. They'll send one out to you for free. That's a great value and just really piercing information and research. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the parent company that supports Genesis, also has great deals on gold and silver. A lot of other places are sold out or they've got huge premiums. I'm telling you, great deals at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. Their regular prices are wonderful, very competitive. But when you tell them, I want to hear a list of radio specials from Alex Jones, that's the smoking deals that are 5 to 10 points on average lower than what their main prices are. 800-686-2237 to find out about the lost leaders and the best deals. And don't wait to get into gold and silver. Briefly, Bob Chapman, what's your view on gold and silver? What have they been up to lately trying to suppress it unsuccessfully?
Well, the February contract right now is up $6.50, and the March contract's up 44 cents, and they're going to be trading for another couple of hours. And it looks like we may be ending this mini correction. And all you people out there got to realize that gold and silver have always been a volatile market. And now they're even more volatile than ever because you have more people getting involved, not particularly from the United States, but particularly from Europe and Asia, that haven't been big buyers in the last 30 years or big buyers ever. And so there's a lot of volatility. You got the U.S. government, other central banks in the market manipulating it. It's something you got to put up with. And you don't look at it every day. You don't trade it. You go long and you stay long. And don't think about it. If you want to make changes from time to time in either your coins or your bullion or your stock for some reason, you do so. But for all intents and purposes, you buy and you hold it. And you don't worry about gold going from 1400 to 1375 or whatever it is. Or silver going from
if you look at the yearly graph versus the 10-year, it's just going straight up.
That's right. It's been going there for 10 years, 19.6% appreciation compounded in gold bullion over the last 10 years. It does not get any better than that. And this is only the end of phase one, the beginning of phase two. There'll be three or four phases in this. Ron Paul and I have both talked about $6,000 gold price for backing, new backing on a dollar. It's very, very possible. Others are predicting 4,000, some more. We won't know until we get there. But it's going to be up in that realm, so to speak. And so you're going to see silver trading at $100 or $200 an ounce. I don't know. All I know is it's going higher.
All I know is they're devaluing currencies worldwide, not just the dollar. And so you're going to see oil go up, all of it. Now, if you want to call Midas Resources, tell them it's the radio special. Get the lowest prices, 800-686-2237. Or if you want a free copy of the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. They've got some other deals on the full year subscription of the Forecaster when you get a Frank. Bob, God bless you. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Ventura's coming up.